When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to The Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville on Inspired Choices Network. It's Red Friday, week after Remembrance Day. Red, R-E-D, remember everyone deployed. We want to make sure we respect the fact they're willing to stand on the wall for us. I'm wearing my red vest, and we want to remember that's the deal. And we have what we have, and we enjoy the freedoms that we have to do whatever we're choosing to do. Because they're willing to do what they're doing. So we want to thank you to them, much respect and love. We want to talk today about no judgment, just love and growth. No judgment, just love and growth. And so welcome, appreciate you being here. I know there's people listening all over the place. I'm praying and hoping that our fearless leader is listening. She's traveling today, so I pray she's listening. I need to connect with you. I've got someone that wants to be a host, maybe, so I'll reach out to you. But I know there's she's not the only one. There's lots of people listening in their car and at work and all over the place. So thank you so much for being here. I've got my special mug and my what is it today? Peach and dandelion and I forget what's in there. Herbal tea as opposed to coffee, or I would be really jacked up if it was too much coffee. So and just as we get started, you've got about 30 seconds to grab yourself your journal, something to write some stuff down on. We always want to remember, but that seems to never happen. So we only retain no more than 10%, even if we take good notes. So writing it down is advisable. For those of you that are driving, don't be writing stuff down while you're in the car. We'll listen to the episode again later and write it down if you need to. But anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for being here. If you don't know me, I'm Gordon D. Melville. I'm on a mission to positively change the lives of every man I meet. 10 million is the at the moment it's a target, but I think that's the jump point. If you've heard me talk, you know that's the jump point when we'll start to count. And we're going to do that by raising their emotional quotient. We're gonna have that kind of an impact by giving the men tools and strategies. My avatars are entrepreneurial men and pro athletes. I'll work with anybody. I hope you're listening. Doesn't matter what gender, because we don't have the market cornered on lack of EQ. So I am the founder, CEO of Jewel International. I'm a champion mindset mentor. I refer to myself as a legacy and resiliency strategist. A legacy is just what we poured into other people's lives every day. It's not an end of life deal. And so the awareness of that, I'm a multi-award-winning international best-selling author multiple times. I'm an international keynote speaker, and I'm the champion mindset energy coach for a pro basketball team. I teach the 7 levels of emotional intelligence for men. And just a little bit later, I'll highlight a special Black Friday promo, pre-Black Friday promo that I've got going on right now that you want to take advantage of if you can. Would love, love, love to work with you. And so and for those of you that do know me, I'm still all of those things. None of that has changed. I'm exactly all those same things. So excited to have you find us on our ICN, on our Inspired Choices Network app. It's a free download anywhere you find your stuff, Apple Store, Google Play Store, wherever you download your information, your podcasts and whatnot. It's a free download. We were happy to find us on Apple TV, Google TV. And then anywhere else, anywhere that you, I was talking to someone this week and they were like Spotify, iHeartRadio, Roku, anywhere, Amazon Fire, anywhere that you would normally download your stuff from, we'll be there. If you type in Inspired Choices Network on any platform, you'll get us. If you put the Long Bearded Guy in any social media platform almost, you'll get us. The top 7 or 8 for sure. You'll get my happy beard in there. You'll be able to find me and all the other hosts that are on the network, because there's some really, really good hosts on this network. Plug into them all. And then because we're trying to get engagement, we've got hundreds of millions of reach. But we want engagement. We want people, I want people to be able to reach out to me and ask questions and comment and tell me I'm full of shit if that's what you think. But engage. And so please like this, love it, share it, subscribe to the network. It's free. Subscribe. That helps our algorithms with reach and with engagement. Excuse me. And it allows us to pay for the show. So thank you so much for that. Please, please subscribe. Hit the bell. Get all the notifications. You all know how to do all those types of things. So I'll shut up about that. But please, it's important to us. It's important to me that we engage. So please do that for me. All right. No judgment, just love and growth. In my opening, you hear the announcer say something about why is the word stigma a BS misnomer? And I wanted to touch on it again. It's come up in my life a few times in the last few weeks. And I wanted to just springboard off of it a little bit. I want to riff on that a little bit because why is it a misnomer? Why is it BS? I want to do a quick thing on what is the word judgment? What does it mean? No judgment, just love and growth. What does judgment mean? Because anywhere you find the word stigma, I hate the word. I really do, because I think it's a sanitized, civilized word we use so that we don't have to admit what we're really doing. And what we're really doing is just being judgmental pricks. That's what we're doing. We're being judgmental about, we're saying I'm better than that person because I don't deal with those things, no matter what it is. As a suicide survivor, you hear people say, stop the stigma around suicide. Stop the stigma around fat shaming. Stop the stigma around, it's just judgment. Pull the word stigma out. Stop judging people for the things that we see that are different than ourselves. I mean, at the end of the day, that's the large and the small of it. Just stop judging people. No judgment. Lead with love. We're going to talk about that extensively today. But judgment, the number one definition of judgment, the ability to make considered decisions or come to sensible conclusions, an opinion or conclusion, a decision of a court or a judge. The ability to make considered decisions or come to sensible conclusions. Being judgmental about somebody because they have something that you perceive as not as good as you is not sensible. The second definition of judgment was a misfortune or calamity viewed as divine punishment, right? It's a judgment. I'm being judged for this, right? God did this to me, or allowed this to happen, or probably allowed this to happen to me because I did something that I wasn't supposed to do. And so, my perception is I did something I wasn't supposed to do. So it's divine punishment. It's judgment. By the way, just as an aside, in the middle of all of this, the spelling of judgment, with an E, without an E. Have you ever thought of that? The way we talk and the words we use are important. So is it important? Yes. But the E, when we spell judgment, J-U-D-G-E-M-E-N-T, is the British Commonwealth way. So in the UK, they put an E in. In Canada or Australia, we're all Commonwealth countries. So same as we would use the letter U in color or honor, same idea, right? If you're talking US spelling, they don't typically use an E. For them, it's just J-U-D-G-M-E-N-T. Just as an aside, I thought that was kind of interesting. But a stigma is associated with a negative attitude, belief, or behavior about or towards a group of people because of a situation they find themselves in life, whether they chose it or not. It includes discrimination, prejudice, and judgment, stereotypes which can isolate. It's a metaphorical stain or a mark on someone's identity. It's bullshit. It's BS. Does it mean they don't have challenge? No, we all have challenges, right? But to look at somebody and go, well, I'm better than you because I don't have to deal with that. That's wonderful. Bully for you. But guess what? You have a whole whack of your own shit to deal with that maybe that person doesn't deal with. So we need to get off your high horse. The other thing is, when we lead with judgment like that, what happens? Well, how are we making the other person feel? And you can't make somebody feel anything, right? We have to allow somebody to do that to us. We're doing it to ourselves. We're allowing that to happen for ourselves. keep that in mind when we're talking about some of these things and you're thinking about some of this stuff. Nobody can make you feel anything. At the same time, because of the stereotypes and because of the judgment that we put on ourselves, that we put on other people, it brings us down and it causes challenges. I was reminded this week, it's our choices. Because we make choices out of one of two places, love or fear. I'm going to say that again. We make our choices about anything, anything, how we treat people, how we look at people, whether we're judging them or not, how we're judging them. But everything else, every choice we make is coming out of either love or fear. As you all can well imagine, anything that's chosen out of love is positive and abundant. Anything chosen out of fear is negative and lack. And decisions and choices made out of fear are never, ever, ever good. They don't amount to, that's always going to be a bad thing. Why? Because it's negative and lack. That's what we're going to attract back. Awareness. Once we know better, we'll do better, right? Once we're aware that, hey, you know what? Am I making this choice out of love or fear? Everything comes back to that, love and fear. We need to stop leading with judgment. Stop leading with that piece that says, hey, you know what? I'm better than that person. At the end of the day, it's bullshit. It's bullshit. No one's better than anybody else. Nobody. It doesn't matter who they are. I don't give a shit who they are, what they know. It doesn't matter. Everybody is special. And everybody has infinite value. Nobody is better than anybody else. Nothing that we do makes us more special than anybody else. And to think otherwise is leading ourselves down a path that gives us an out. We're bullshitting ourselves because we're saying, hey, you know what? There's no way I can get to be as good as Mother Teresa. There's no way I can get to be as good as, you know, Michael Jordan at basketball. What I'm doing is giving myself an out. That's why perfectionism is BS too. Because eventually what I do is look at it and go, well, I'm not even going to try because I can't be perfect. Nobody's perfect. Hello. Nobody's perfect. It's impossible to be. So stop setting it up that way. Stop leading with judgment. Lead with love and choose intentional growth. No judgment, just love and growth. Love and growth. I need to take a quick break here. So I've got two quick shout outs. First one is for Jose Escobar, who's the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneurs Bookshelf. Check out the Connected Leaders Academy membership to take your business to the next level. This is the perfect tribe to learn and grow and connect like never before. The Connected Leaders Academy tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world. Set up a virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today, and you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com, or you can show up in Waterloo, Ontario on November 27th in the evening and catch him live. Meet him live. He's flying into Canada to be on our Mo Monday stage. Ooh. So you can come and see him here if you want to. Be happy, happy, happy to see him here and to meet him here. Can't wait. We're so excited to have him and the other speakers that are coming. And so that's the one show that I want to do. Reach out to Jose Escobar today about Connected Leaders Academy. Incredible, incredible group of people and entrepreneurs. The other show that I want to do today is for Suzanne Taylor King. And Suzanne is one of my coaches. She's an amazing human being. Plug in with her she has a group called the Idea Lab. IDEA, Idea Lab, LAB. She is an incredible coach. She's a massive heart-centric, massive lead from the front, servant leader. She's an incredible, incredible. She's helped me a ton in so many ways, not just with my business, in my life, where I'm at and how I get to the steps, and as an encouragement and as a support and as a resource, she's unbelievable. So reach out to Suzanne Taylor King. And again, you can find her on Facebook and LinkedIn and Instagram. She's all over the place. Pump the Idea Lab in, you'll find her. Or Suzanne Taylor King, you'll find her. please reach out to her. She's an incredible human being and a massive, massive help to me. So thank you so much. Massive gratitude to both Jose Escobar and to Suzanne Taylor King. Thank you to you both for being sponsors today. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about ways to stop being judgmental, ways to, because sometimes we go, how do I do that? Gordon, it's great to say stop doing it. Do you have any tips on how I might stop doing that, or things I can be aware of that can help me move in that direction? And I want to give you just a few, just as we always do. So if you don't have your journal yet, you might want to write some of these things down. So you got a second or two to get that. We are with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. And do not forget to pause and breathe as we go to the break. Don't forget to pause and breathe to ground yourself. You're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. Be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. Today, we're talking about no judgment, just love and growth. We're talking about why stigma is a misnomer. It's a BS misnomer, it really is. So we talked in the first piece of some of the definitions of judgment, what's the concept around that, why we need to stop doing the judging thing or leading with judgment. We talked about reminding us that our choices come from either love or fear. And so I want people, again, I'm a big, okay, Gord, it's great to say, do it. I got to do self-care. Great. What does that entail? I got to make calls and sales calls to get the, okay, what does that entail? What do I have to actually say? Or, you know, all right, so stop being judgmental. How do I do that? Give me some ideas on am I going to take them all? You may take them all. You may take none of them. Some of them may piss you off. Some of them you may go, that's bullshit. That's not right. Great. I'm not here to be right. I'm here to help you move forward. It's not about being right. Or wrong for that matter. It's about understanding that there's effective and more effective. And then once I get here, then that becomes effective and I want to go up again. How do I get even more effective? Right? So that's how forward progress happens. That's how we move from step to step to step. Awareness and then being open for intentional growth. Right? All right. That's a pen, by the way. That's not it occurred to me. It looked kind of like a vape. I don't do that. It's a wood pen my wife gave me for my 50th birthday a few years ago. Anyway, all right. Ways to stop being judgmental. Understand, first of all, nobody's perfect. Not even one of us. Nobody is. Great thing to keep in the front of your brain. To stop being, well, nobody's perfect. Great. Cut them some slack. Give them some grace. You're not perfect either. Get over yourself. So that's the first one. Nobody's perfect. Show more empathy. What's another way to say that? There's got to be a way. There's got to be a way. Got to be a way. Show me more empathy. Show more empathy. How do I do it? Oh, that's right. Maybe I could raise my EQ. Raise your emotional quotient. You'll be able to show more empathy. It'll help you stop leading with judgment, being aware that, hey, you know what? I have to have empathy. They may be dealing something I'm not dealing with. That's okay. I have my own shit to deal with. It's okay. Show more empathy or sympathy even, because I think there's a difference between sympathy and empathy. The difference for me, and it may not be for everybody, the difference for me is that sympathy I can give everybody. Empathy is difficult to give if I've never experienced what they are. So I have specific and unique, I was gifted perspective by Papa to be able to have understanding around deep depression and suicide. So I'm going to be able to have empathy with somebody that's deeply depressed and suicidal better than somebody that's never experienced that before. And well, people say, well, I've helped somebody through depression. Well, that's great. Then you can help somebody you can help somebody that's helping somebody get through depression, but you still don't really understand what depression's about because you didn't experience it. It doesn't mean you can't have sympathy. It doesn't mean you can't try and put yourself in their shoes. But real true empathy comes from being able to experience. And that's why I say, you've heard lots of people say, life's not happening to me, it's happening for me. The part I add to that is it's happening for us to specifically and uniquely equip us to be able to help other people get through what we went through. That life experience may not be for you. The lessons may not be for you. It may be for somebody else. So show more empathy or sympathy. That will help you be less judgmental. The way you look at somebody. The third I'm going to give you is provide feedback, not criticism. People talk about, well, positive criticism. There's no such thing. Criticism is criticism is criticism is criticism. It's negative. I don't care how you cut it. So use feedback instead of criticism. Use feedback and ask them, is it okay if I give you some feedback? They may say no. Now, the caveats to that, there's some caveats to that. Obviously, parents to children, right? It's not, you're not criticizing your child, by the way. If you're not separating out the behavior from the person, that's a problem. But, that's a big deal. Okay. That's a big one. But we wouldn't be criticizing a child. But feedback, am I going to ask my child whether I'm going to give them feedback when they do something that's not what I asked them to do or is outside of what's good or right or wrong? No, I'm not going to ask them. That's my job as a parent to give that feedback, whether they ask for it or not. But if I'm talking to I never, ever coach at home, never, ever, 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 never, ever, ever, ever with my significant other, ever, unless she goes, Gord, can you give me feedback? Then it's okay. Otherwise, never, ever, 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 ever. Unsolicited, that you want to put up the wall and have somebody hate you instantly, just like that. Give them feedback that they didn't ask for and that they probably don't want. So provide feedback, not criticism. Ask more questions to understand. Be curious. Why is that person acting that way? Why is that person behaving that way? Why did that person make those choices? Because maybe there's a reason. They may be homeless. I know of a guy, he's wildly successful, million-dollar homes in multiple different cities around the world, not just in the country he lives in Europe. He lived on the street for about 2 years. Well, he still had millions of dollars in the homes and whatever. Why is he? But people will look at him and go, oh, look at that bum. He needs to get his crap together and get a job. He had a job. Why was he on the street? It's an interesting story. I've heard him speak at Mom Mondays, actually. Incredible, incredible story. His previous wife and his daughter were killed by a drunk driver They were walking on the side of the road in the city they lived in, and the person jumped the curb and wiped them out. That there's a reason why. Don't jump to the conclusion that they're just, well, they're not putting the effort out. That may or may not be true. Ask questions to understand. Be curious about what people's situation is about. Why are they making those choices? Or the next one could be just exactly what it needs to be. Mind your own damn business. The long and short of it, just mind your business. Maybe it has nothing to do with you. Why do you have to have an opinion? Why is it there that way? Why do we feel we have to put in? It's the weirdest thing with COVID made it worse. Social media, if I do the things I do on Facebook in real life, if I walk up to somebody and go, hey, I like your hat. Hey, your shoes suck. What are you eating that for in a restaurant? If I tell people what I like and what I dislike, who the hell am I? If I follow them, it's called stalking in real life, unless you're a billionaire. And then it could be, you know, 50 Shades of Grey. But the point is, in real life, we seem to think it's okay. I find it interesting. When I was growing up, I have three younger sisters, and they all had diaries. And if I would, they had locked little locks on them with a little key. But once in a while, I was a big brother, and I was a guy and a boy. So I would break the lock and read their diary. Well, they would get pissed off. They would get frustrated. Hey, don't read that. It's private. We've gone from that, don't read my stuff, it's private, to putting stuff on social media and being pissed off when nobody likes it or loves it or shares it or reads it. A complete pendulum swing the other way. But sometimes it's a mind your own business. Doesn't need our input. Get over yourself. The world will revolve without you. People will move forward without your commentary on what their decisions are. Again, my journey's for me. It's not for you. I don't need your approval. I don't need you to understand it even. We need to get over ourselves. Mind our business. Stop hating. Stop hating. The world is so divided with hate at the moment. Brutal, brutal, brutal. Massive amounts of hate. Pick your space. Russia, Ukraine, Israel, pick U.S., Canada, wherever you are, pick your place. Stop hating people. Lead with love. Don't judge. Stay humble. But for the grace of God, any of us could be in those spaces. As much as the pain is today, I almost didn't have my show today because the pain is so bad. Came down the stairs on my bum so I didn't fall down. And I'll guarantee you there's millions of people on this planet that would switch positions with me instantly so they didn't have to worry about bombs or getting shot or being invaded somehow. Be humble. Understand it's not about us. And then, you know what? Some introspection could be helpful because maybe we need to check our jealousy or envy. Maybe we need to check ourselves. We need to do a checkup from the neck up. Maybe we've got jealousy or envy and that's why we're being judgmental. What's the reason? What's the power underneath that judgment? Why are we being like that? Introspection, but again, that requires higher EQ. Higher EQ, raise your emotional quotient so that you've got the tools to be able to move out and to live and handle the situations that happen in our lives that happen for everybody. It's not about what happens to us. Good and bad happens to everybody, right? 10% what happens to us, 90% how we respond to that, not react, respond. I need to take another quick break. I hope this stuff is resonating. I hope you're connecting with what we're talking about. I really do. And please, please interact with me. If you think I'm full of shit, tell me. Gord, that's crap. If you disagree or you think maybe it's another way or maybe there's something I'm missing or you can enhance that somehow, Gord, what do you think about this? If you add this, how does this square with what you're talking about? ask questions, engage. You can reach me at thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. I want to do another shout out quickly for Jose Escobar again. Jose is the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf to learn more about his morning and evening mastery routine program that's changing people's lives. And that's no hyperbole. This program will help you install systems on the bookends of your day to maximize your morning and evening routine and set up your free strategy session with Jose Escobar today. And again, you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. Great guy. Incredible program. Incredible program. And like I say every week, if you're not doing some kind of morning and evening routine, you're not maximizing your day. That's just feedback. That's not criticism. That's just the reality of it. So you need something like that, reach out to Jose. Don't forget as we go to break here to pause and breathe, to ground yourself and let the stuff settle. Have some tea, have something to water yourself. And we'll be right back. And we're going to talk about intentional growth needing to flourish out of love to be strong. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. You're with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. See you in a minute or two.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
The Connected Leaders Academy is the number one fastest growing networking community for entrepreneurs. CLA assembles high-level leaders, titans of industry, and business owners under one roof. If you're an entrepreneur looking to grow personally, professionally, scale your influence, develop skills, and expand your network exponentially, the CLA is where you need to be. Want on to more podcasts and shows, speak on more stages, sell more books, products, and services, get more leads, referrals, acquire new clients, develop lifelong friendships, and more. Join the Connected Leaders Academy today. Contact Jose Escobar on Facebook or check out www.claglobalsummit.com for more information.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Everybody, welcome back. You're with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. And today we're talking about no judgment, just love and growth. No judgment. No stigma. Not stigma, it's judgment. Let's not use that. Let's lead with love, not with hate, not with judgment. And we want to talk just real quick in this segment about intentional growth needing to flourish out of love to be strong. We've all heard, speaking harshly and doing, we talked about criticism being and not coming from a place of negativity. Speaking harshly or conversely, lovingly, to even plants, for instance. They've done studies where they take a plant, put it into a case, and to it, they're exactly the same. They get the same exact same amount of water, same amount of light, same about everything else. But the one plant they talk lovingly to. They say nice things about it and talk sweet to it, and they're really nice to it, and it flourishes. It grows tremendously. The other plant that's exactly the same everything, they talk harshly to that. They talk down to it, and they call it names, and they're just nasty. They talk really, really negative to it. And the weirdest thing happens, even though it's got the same light and sunshine, water, and whatever, because of the negative energy that's being focused and directed at it, it shrivels and it doesn't grow anywhere. It shunts its growth. Bizarre. You think that would never happen? It does. It does. So intentional growth, needing to flourish, has to, and to, for that to be strong, it needs to be come out of a love. We need growth. Intentional growth is coming and flourishing out of love. You want your kids to grow strong, you need to intentionally talk to them in a way. Doesn't mean you won't get angry or frustrated. I've got three teen sons. Trust me, I know. I know. But we have to, if we want them to grow and flourish in a space that builds them up and has them understand and give them the confidence to know, yes, I'm loved. But yes, there's guide rails. There's bumper rails in life. That mom and dad's job is to teach me what I'm supposed to know. Do I like it? No, nobody does. But is it needed? Yes. Children need structure for sure. They don't need another buddy. Doesn't mean we can't be friendly, but they're not looking for a buddy. They're looking for structure. And so that's why I'm saying if we understand, because if we always judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it's always a failure, right? If we talk in certain ways, we wonder why the child's not thriving. We wonder why people respond negatively to us. Maybe we need to check ourselves. Maybe they're responding or reacting to the way we're talking to them. Again, EQ, ding, 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 all over the place. If you ever watch the show House or Big Bang Theory, House in the first one and Sheldon in BBT, they don't have any EQ. They don't, at least when those shows started, they didn't have that. They had a huge IQ, massive IQ. But they would say stuff that they didn't even realize was hurtful or harsh, that it was ignorant or that it was hurtful. They had no concept of that. They didn't realize what they were saying was hurtful. Awareness. Speaking harshly in judgment will hurt the people around you. It will slow down your relationships. It'll have a marked effect on your relationship and on their ability to respond to you and for your kids and people that you're in leadership over. Their ability to grow will not work the same way. You will not have the same impact or connection. And again, we come back to legacy. What are you pouring into people? Are you pouring judgment into people or are you pouring love into people? And again, I'm not saying it's easy, really freaking hard, really hard, but it's worth it, really worth it. I want to touch on, because I had asked a bunch of you to pray, I've mentioned it a couple times, one of my friends, her brother-in-law, her sister's husband has a brain tumor, and it took a massive jump forward this past week. And so if you can pray for them, for the family, for his wife and for their daughter, she's not even 10 yet, should be 10 this year. It's rocking their world in a big way. If you could pray for them, they would really, really appreciate that. So that's an update on that one. The update on the other one is my buddy's wife that had the aneurysms. She's actually home. They took the tubes out and whatnot. That's going to be an uphill climb. She doesn't remember what happened. She doesn't remember. There's big things. She's got big spaces. She doesn't understand. So she can't be left by herself, which, as you can all imagine, is weighs heavy on my friend. If he's listening, love you, brother, and praying for you. If you can pray for him and his wife and his son that lives at home, he's got a teen son too. And that's a an interesting, it's a tough situation. And so if you can pray for them, we would really, really appreciate that. There's some, like I say, there's some great things. She's at home getting better and she's conscious. So that's wonderful, but there's still some major hurdles there. So please pray for them. Coming up to this next break here, if this information resonates with you, if you hear this, and I've been asked a bunch, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to take a second or two, a minute or two, and I've got a promo. I've got the spot for, I've got three spots right at the moment to do one-on-one mentorship, one-on-one coaching. And normally I reserve it for men and for pro athletes. I'm going to open up to anybody. I'm seeing in the last little bit that, you know what, this stuff is helping this type of concept around emotional quotient and around raising it and around life and around mindset, as well as our worth and our value as some really key components of how we operate in our life, is not just affect us at home. It doesn't just affect us at home. It affects us at work. If you're an entrepreneur, business person, how you think about yourself, your own worth and value, and how you operate affects your business. If you want to do a real deep dive and an analysis into what you've done in 2023, as we come to the end of 2023, I've got a half-day program that you can plug into. Happy to do that with you. DM me or reach out to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Ask questions. Gord, how do I get into that program? What are the details of that program? I can do that in the morning, in the afternoon, or evening. I can customize it depending on what's going on for you, a time of day that works best for you. But a completely customized program. We'll look at your year. Not only will it review 2023, but it'll set up your 2024 in a positive way to move you forward. I want to be able to help as many people as I can, as many men as I can, people in general, but men specifically. If you are hearing this stuff and you plug in regularly and you want more assistance or more help, reach out to me, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Those three spots will go fairly quick. I had four originally. One of them is gone already. But I've got this program I set it up for Black Friday, but for end of year, because it's the best time to do it. Right now is the best time to analyze, to make sure you finish the year strong and then have your 2024 set for explosive growth next year. One of my clients, when I first started working with them, they did 6 months with me, and they started at around $50,000 of yearly income and for their business. And when we finished 6 months later, they were crested just over $500,000. It's about what happens. And even people like Napoleon Hill, when he was learning and when he was growing, that's how he funded. He went into businesses and taught. Any business that has a sales component, once you teach the law of success to them, they increase sales by 30% for no other reason. Why? Because their mindset changed. They shifted their mindset. They pivoted their mindset. They were given some more tools to help them do better and be better. So whether it's sales, whether it's something you want to do in your life and you just want to get better, if what we've all used the best logic we know, our best brain to get where we are right now. So ask yourself, are you where you want to be? And if you're not, you need to reach out. I have four coaches and a therapist. And it's not because I'm massively, people are, wait, what? Sometimes I need that therapist. I need that clinical idea. Sometimes I just need to check in with them, make sure I'm okay. Do you have a regular checkup with your family doctor? It's supposed to be annual. Why do they do that? There's nothing wrong with you. You do an annual checkup just to make sure everything's okay. That's why I check in with the therapist regularly. But reach out to me for one of these programs. If you want to do Boxed Inside Out, there's a men's version and a women's version. I've got cohorts coming, new cohorts coming. The women's that's happening now is amazing. That group is absolutely unbelievable. I'm learning a ton from them. A ton from them. And they're learning, and it's changing their lives, and that's so impactful for me. But I've got both. That's a group. You want to keep the cost down, that's a great way to plug in. If you want one-on-one, I've got that. If you want me to come and speak to their, to your group, to your men's group, to your church group, to your, to wherever, your charity group, whatever, reach out to me. I can be hired for speaking. Like I said, at the end of September, I was in Atlanta to a men's conference. Please reach out to me. These promo sales, this will not last forever. Those spots will be gone in the next 48 hours or so. So you know what? Please reach out. If this stuff resonates, we keep going, well, you know what? It's too expensive to do it. Really? Really? Try ignorance. Does it cost to go to a university or a higher education? Yes. Yes. Is it stupid high? Yeah, it is. Is it too high in some cases? Yes, it is. But you know what? In life, having a coach that can help you find your blind spots and help you walk through can be a massive, massive, massive advantage. It can save you a ton. Way more expensive not to have the education, not to have somebody that's able to see what's going on and give objectivity to what's going on in your life. So reach out to me, I guess, is the point. Okay. TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. We'll talk about, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to talk about, we're going to do a quick shout out and we're going to do a wrap and then a call to action just real quick. The time goes so quick, so fast. The time in our life is going quick. It's going quick. Sometimes it seems like it's dragging. But it's, and my mom and dad used to say, Gord, life just goes faster and faster and faster. I thought they were full of crap. They were right. Life goes really, really quick. Are we maximizing the time? By leading with love, not judgment. Leading with love. No judgment, just love and growth. As we go to a quick break here, don't forget to pause and breathe. Don't go anywhere. We're just about done for this episode, but don't go anywhere. We want to talk about the next piece. So you're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville at on Inspired Choices Network. Sorry, bit discombobulated.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. The Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Everybody, welcome back. Thank you for being with me today. Thank you for spending some of your finite resource called time with me today. I appreciate it so much. Today, we're talking about no judgment, just love and growth. No judgment, no stigma, not stigma, judgment. Stop it. Don't lead with judgment. Lead with love. And it'll help you grow. As we wrap up today, we've talked about ways, and I gave you some ideas to stop being judgmental and to help us expand our emotional quotient. We talk about trying to make sure we have emotional quotient, that we're aware. Awareness is huge. If we're not aware, we can't change it, right? We can't fix it if we're not aware. Being self-aware of what's happening around, situational awareness. Sorry, my words are, I think the pain is hampering me a little bit today, but you know what? Being able to know what's going on around us. We come out of a building, we're moving around in the grocery store, and we're moving our cart around. Are we aware of what's happening around us? Are we aware of the other people, and are we aware? I'm challenging you, be aware. This week, in terms of call to action, if you think that, whether you think you do or can or not, you need, if you don't have a coach, you need a coach. If you don't have somebody that's helping mentor, you need somebody. You absolutely need to have, no, you can bumble your way through, but having a coach will exponentially accelerate the learning curve. Having somebody guide, even for a period of time, I was on a thing this week and they said, well, who's your best mentor? There are a bunch of them. There's different people that come for different seasons. Sometimes they're here for a long time. Sometimes they're only here for a little bit. Sometimes they're here for just one thing, specific topic. Lots of different ways to do that. That's what I'm saying. Reach out if you're like and find somebody, whether it's me or anybody else, find somebody. So this week, our call to action is to be intentional about suspending judgment and lead with love. Sometimes we're unconsciously incompetent. Right? We don't know. This week, I want us to be consciously competent. That means we're thinking about it. We're being intentional about, we're not leading with judgment. We're humans. You're going to have a judgment. You're going to have your brain's going to go, hey, this is what I think of that person. Just by looking at them, before they say anything, before they do anything, just by the way they present themselves, our brain goes, boom, as humans, we have this judgment of them. I'm challenging you, suspend that this week. Understand Papa's already in them, because if he wasn't, they wouldn't be alive. You don't know what's going on with their life, what they're digging themselves through. Maybe it's good, maybe it's not good. Maybe they had to put their puppy, their 9-year family member to sleep this week because they were full of cancer and in pain. You don't know that just walking past them. Have some empathy, have some sympathy, have some awareness around what's going on. Be intentional about suspending your judgment. Maybe they're acting the way they do because they're in pain. Suspend the judgment. Stop judging people. Lead with love. Maybe they need a hug. Lead with love. Be intentional. Suspend your judgment. I'm almost done. Next week, show up again, same time, same place, same happy beard. We'll talk next week about mentorship for success, compassion for life. Sometimes we conflate mentorship for success, compassion for life. We'll talk about that next Friday at noon Eastern Standard Time. And bring your journal, bring your friends, bring your tea, bring your coffee, bring whatever you're drinking, your glass of wine, whatever it is. And this week, be courageous. Be courageous. That doesn't mean you're not afraid. It means you're afraid and you do it anyway. You're stepping out on purpose, being uncomfortable. The only way that happens is if we do it. So be courageous. Be unapologetically you. We all want to be unique. You are unique. There's nobody else that can be you. You be you. Unapologetically you. Make it another great week. You have the power to do that. Understand. And hear me, I love you. Big hugs, massive loves. Live out you abundantly and with intention this week, and I'll see you next week. I love you. Be you. Lead with love.
Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs.